Hey, good morning, everyone. I thought I would do my check-in today from Facebook Live. I told you guys I would try to mix things up where every day would be a little different. So today I'm just going to do it live since I just woke up. Let me tell you about that. So for a lot of you, you know that when I have my period, it is legit. And so yesterday was my legit day. And I didn't sleep 100%. And so anyway, I was sleeping pretty good. And then about 3, I woke up with all the cramps. So I made sure to take my stuff and then ended up sleeping in this morning. But I wanted to mention it because I am a very consistent early riser. You can ask anyone. I typically wake up between 4 and 5 a.m. I get to work. And when I say get to work, I get to work on myself. The first thing I do usually most mornings is this is my usual spot, as y'all can tell. It's my cozy spot. Here's my usual ride or die partner. I literally sit here every morning with my coffee and do my stuff, and I carry around all my little notebooks that I work with and my journals and all that kind of stuff all over the house. We call them my toys. I was telling the coaches yesterday, I used to babysit this little girl who loved to play with like about 1,000 toys in the tub, and she would get paranoid if you would turn the if you would drain the tub before her toys were out. And her mean sister one day came in, took the plug out, and then she stood up and she went, "My toys!" like that. And so I literally walk around the house with all my, I've got 2 binders, a notebook, a planner, and my laptop. And I go like, "Taking my toys upstairs." So this is my planner. I usually do it first. I like to get that one out of the way. And then if you, I know if you're new, you haven't seen this yet, but for all the rest of you, if you've taken the Mastering Time course, and in the time blocking section, I show you my business planner. I have a binder where I have all my business planning stuff in there. So that's how I stay on top of all the things I have to do for you guys. I always do that second. So I block my day every single day. So like, I will plug in, like, this is the time that I'm going to be working out. And then this is the time that I'm going to be doing this. And this is the time I'm going to be doing that. So I'll get that done. And then I always have 3 main priorities that I want to finish each day. So for the next 30 days, the all-in April is like the number one priority each day. I want to make sure that that gets done first. And then, you know, I'll have 2 other main priorities. Those will get time blocked. And then I have like other tasks, like the rest of the stuff that has to get done today. So I do that. And then I usually have some kind of self-development that I'm working on. Like right now I'm learning how to make more engaging videos. That's one. My mentor has a program called Self-Coaching Scholars. And this month they're doing a crisis thing. So I'll do all the work for that because everything that I learned there, I always apply in here. So I do a lot of like self-development that I'm going to be teaching you guys or that's going to benefit you guys. So I usually work on that first thing in the morning. And then once my coffee kicks in and all the things, I usually go work out and get that done. And then I take a shower and then it's work the rest of the day. So that's usually my daily plan. I feel better today. I will tell you guys, I had a rough day yesterday, the first part. When I'm on my period, that first day, like not only am I hurting, but I can just tell my hormones are a little bit more in charge than they usually are. And I do, like a lot of you will say, like I'm moody, I'm cranky and everything like that. I do think hormones do play a role in that. But when I teach you guys how to think, it is not so that you can be like, well, now I get to justify all my assholeness and now I get to just excuse all my eating and stuff. You can't blame your hormones for how you feel. I think that that is something that all of us have to really remember. And I don't blame how I feel on my hormones. What I remind myself is that I want to have thoughts about my hormonal times of the month that are going to help me still be the best version of me. And thinking that I'm out of control or thinking that it controls me or thinking that it's so hard for me, all of those thoughts do not help Corinne. That is why I refuse to have them. I don't want you guys just slapping a happy face on shit, but I really have worked hard at understanding that the way I think is for me, not for anyone else. And if I want to sit around and think that it's so much harder for me during my period, I also have to take ownership that choosing to argue for that for myself, choosing to think that for myself, only makes myself feel bad. It only makes me feel worse. And so, like, if I sit around and think that things are so much harder on my period, I feel defeated. And I think when we, like, newbies, you'll get more into this in phase two of No BS. So don't be too confused by what I'm talking about. But the main gist of it is that you're going to learn here that there's so few things you actually get to control in life. Most of life is just a series of circumstances that are happening that are ultra boring. It's not until we apply thoughts about them, stories about them, opinions, judgments, assessments, and stuff, until we apply that story, you don't feel anything about them. And when you really learn that key concept, you understand that whatever opinion, judgment, thought, assessment, whatever you put onto something, you start feeling something. Nobody else feels it. Only you get to feel it. And so that means that you're ultimately the one who's in total control over the emotional state you want to be having at any time. That does not mean that we want to be happy all the time. There are times we do want our emotional state. I was talking to someone yesterday, like my niece is probably not walking graduation. I want to feel sad and disappointed. I spent a lot of time anticipating. Guys, I was planning her a party. It's a long story. I won't even go into all of it, but I just want you guys to know that I was planning a party for her. I wanted to make it special. I had a very special gift that I was giving her, all kinds of stuff, because I'm never having a daughter. And I've allowed myself to be like, you know, there are sad things. I can feel really sad about that while I also can have compassion for myself by thinking, that's normal thoughts to think right now. It's very normal to be sad about this. And I'm only sad because what I wanted to happen won't be happening. What I dreamed about happening is not going to happen. And when I understand that, guess what? You can be sad. You also get to feel compassion for yourself and understanding for yourself at the same time. But when you're only, when you don't really understand that it's coming from your thinking and that you're choosing to think that, you fight with it, you resist it, you think it's unfair, you think the thing that happens unfair, you just want your yucky feelings, you get consumed in thoughts of, I just need this feeling to go away, I just need to quit thinking about this. That's when we end up eating because of it. It is the lack of understanding, the lack of compassion, the lack of seeing your thoughts. And when you learn that part here, you will notice your life just starts changing. You start allowing yourself more ease all the time. Nothing, like I literally will tell you, the girls in here will tell you, nothing really changes in your life other than your perception of it, your perception of yourself, and your awareness of your thoughts. And when those three things come into play, you start losing weight, your relationships start improving, and life starts getting better. And nothing, no circumstances usually ever change. It's just such a gift, and I'm so glad you guys are here for it. So anyway, this morning I feel much better. When I think about my period, I always, like on the first day, I always start telling myself, because I'm always bloated as hell, and I am usually like really tired, and it's like, it, you know, I notice I have to watch myself because it's easy for me to just want to snap at people and stuff. Like, my temper seems to be, like, my thoughts come in super fast, you know? And I always just tell myself all day long, you're going to feel so much better tomorrow. You're just going to feel so much better tomorrow. And I do. And I'm always a little less bloated. Today, what I'll always call day two is my pee day. So I will be drinking a lot of water, but today's the day that my body likes to just start dropping lots of fluids. So that always feels better. And then, for me today, what is in my control today is my schedule. I have a really good schedule laid out. I usually do it in the morning. I actually did mine last night. The only thing that is got to change is I had planned one thing this morning that I'm going to drop that was personal because I got up late. So I traded sleep for that. So I will drop that so I make sure I can get my exercise in. But my schedule is totally in my control today. And that's the main one that I think means the most to me today, is just knowing that my time is totally in my control. And I have really good work to do today that is really going to pay off for you guys. I mean, this course that I'm taking around video is so helpful, and because it's not just about how to like turn your camera on. It's more about how do you like connect like pivotal stories to concepts so people learn at a deeper level. Like, it's one of those things where they're like, you know, how do you use the best examples? How do you figure out, you know, like whatever you're teaching inside your courses, where somebody is in the course, and how can you not only teach them how, but why it's relevant, tie to a deeper purpose for the person, and then tie a story to it. So it's super interesting. It's hopefully going to take the way that I teach you guys things off to another level. So I'm always trying to work on that stuff. And then I'm going to work out today. I have a run today. It's an easy run. So while I'm doing that, I will watch. I'm a real big self-developer when I run because it's just too cold outside. I will probably be watching my mentor, Brooke Castillo. She has a new class, an hour-long class that she taught yesterday in her membership that I would like to watch. So I'm going to watch that. And I usually do voice recording notes to myself while I'm running. So I leave notes for myself, and then I take those notes and create tasks and different things when I'm done. And then I'm going to connect with Jane today. Jane will probably almost always be the one person I'm connecting with. I tend to connect with Jane almost every single day, and that's important to me. I'm hopefully going to play chess with my son tonight. We were going to play last night, but he had a moment yesterday. He had a fit. He hasn't had one in a long time. And he didn't have a big one, but I wasn't even there. I was in meetings all day yesterday, so he had it with his daddy. He was frustrated about something, and I had came downstairs in between breaks, and I could tell something was wrong. And he usually experiences a lot of shame after he has one, and because he doesn't have them very often anymore. And I'd said something like, are we going to play chess? And he said, I need to talk to Mommy Tiger. And I said, why? And he said, I threw a fit. And I said, well, okay. And I said, what do you need? And he said, well, I'm really upset with myself because I haven't had one in a long time. And so I gave him the same talk that I give all of you about, well, we can't solve for why we were frustrated and why we had a fit if we're judging ourselves first. So I told him, I said, before I come back downstairs between my meetings, I want you to put your brain to work on if this was going to be something that teaches you, what could it be teaching you? Because he kept thinking it shouldn't have happened. And I told him, I said, baby, I want you to think about this. How does it shouldn't have happened make you feel? And he said, well, it makes me feel upset. And I said, okay, so thinking it shouldn't have happened, is it going to help you if it upsets you? And I want you to think about this. It's already happened. So is it even a helpful thought? And so he said, no, because I can't change that. And I said, right. The only thing we can change is what we learn from it. So he put his brain to work on that while I went upstairs and finished up my stuff. And then when I came downstairs, he was like, I need my mommy to coach me. So we didn't play the chess yesterday, but we did the coaching. And then we talked about playing chess tonight. So I think we're going to play chess tonight. So I'll connect with him too. And then I will be listening. So my mentor, y'all will probably think, do you only self-develop? My mentor, her podcast drops on Thursdays. So when I'm in the shower, I'll probably listen to her. Usually when I'm in the shower and get my makeup on, I always listen to a podcast. So I'll be listening to Brooke's Thursday podcast. I listen to it every Thursday when it first releases. So that's me. That's what I got for today. I'm going to see if there's any, I don't think there's any questions, but I'll scroll through here real quick just in case. I'm sad for all those kids in college that are missing these things. Yeah, you know, it's sad. I told my mom yesterday, I don't know if you guys know, but my mom is, she had me when she was 17, and she didn't get to graduate because first of all, she was graduating in May, and she was real preggo because I was born in July, and they wouldn't let her walk. And so she has like really been upset about that all her entire life, you know? And I don't tell you guys that so that you're going to think, oh my God, my kid's going to like drag that along the rest of their life. I tell you because yesterday we were talking about it and she was upset for Lexi and she was upset for herself again. And I just told her, I said, Mama, like when you didn't walk, it was because you chose to have me. And if you hadn't made that choice, there'd be no JoJo, there'd be no Logan, there'd be no Lexi. And I said, I think you made the right choice. I was like, you could have walked or you could have had this wonderful life you've had. And I just think I would be proud of that decision and not be upset about it. And so I was telling her, I said, we need to show Lexi that it's okay to be upset right now. We need to show her how to be disappointed and not try to make it all okay, because it's not okay. They'll let us know when it's okay. But if your kid is upset and you are upset, you don't have to like make it all okay. What we want to do first is we want to process it first. It's normal to be disappointed. It is normal to be sad. It is normal to be upset. That's the normal human reaction to something that you've thought about, you've dreamed about, you've wanted and stuff. We want to acknowledge that the feelings they're having are legit, not eat and then say, oh, it's okay. Because all you're doing is trying to make your, like when you do that, I want you to think about what happens. If you're eating through that, you're eating through anything like that, you're dismissing your feelings and you're telling yourself, no, it'll be okay. Let's just eat over this. And then I'll be strong enough to go and be strong for my kids. Your kids don't want you to be strong for them. Think about what your kid really wants in that moment when they're upset. They want consoling. They want understanding. They want compassion. The only reason why we ever are trying to be strong for someone else is in hopes that they'll get over their emotion fast so we can feel better. We need to watch that emotion, and if we want to be hurt with them, you need to be bold enough and strong enough to handle being emotional about it. That's true strength. Sitting there and telling someone it's just going to be okay when they're obviously hurting is missing the mark. Now, this doesn't mean that we roll around in it and create a bunch of, yeah, that's right, this is a bunch of shit, and we go ham. We acknowledge what's happening. We acknowledge the thoughts about it. We allow for that. That's a very peaceful way to go through it. Not argumentative and defensive and judgmental and it shouldn't be this way and, you know, let's just get these feelings out of the way. Let's all just go do something to try to make ourselves happy because for fuck's sake, why should we be, we can't be upset for a moment. We don't want to do it that way. This is going to be one of the most pivotal times in a lot of high schoolers' lives, especially high schoolers, of how to truly handle emotion. This is one of those moments where you can use it as a way to really, you know, help them process something. And then also like say, sometimes when things don't go the way we want, it doesn't mean that it still can't be special. We can mourn this while also creating all of this over here. Just like when my mom was pregnant with me, pretty sure that her life wasn't going the way she wanted at 17 when she was pregnant in Northern Alabama in 1974. But just because that wasn't going the way she wanted didn't mean an amazing life wasn't laying ahead of her. It was always going to be a choice what the life ahead of you is going to be. This is just one part. And I think it's just really important that we have these conversations and we think about these things and we talk about these things with our kids. If you guys don't learn anything in PNP, you are going to learn how to have better capacity to feel your emotions and to manage your own mind. And it has a tremendous ripple effect on all the people around you. And not because you're teaching it to them and telling them that their feelings and their thoughts are wrong or any of that kind of shit. But it's because when you really get a hold of yourself and you really understand how to work with yourself, people notice it and they watch it and they comment on it and they want that. Okay? All right. Let's see. I'm going to read this last one and then I'm going to get out of here because now the other cat is sitting here. Participating in our morning ritual. Thank you. It's easy to be upset and sad at this time. My husband said something to me that is really sitting well in my soul. We are all experiencing this. This is not your problem. This is not my problem. This is everyone's problem. And we just have to love each other through it and come out the other side more in love with life and each other. I totally agree. I think that's one of the things that, that I also like, I've been really thinking about is that it's one of the first times in the world that like we're all like collectively having to experience something so similar and it's affecting all of us so similarly, you know, at a fundamental level. I don't care if you're just in your home or if you're on the front lines, we are all experiencing such uncertainty. We are all experiencing, let's just stick with uncertainty. One of the things that I think is important is I talk to, when I have my in-person weight loss training things, and you guys will see more of that coming out later this year, is I talk to them about a lot of times, like when we're overweight, we think that thin people, it's so much harder for all of us to have a lot of weight to lose. So much harder. Like we experience shame at a different level. We do all this other stuff. And the one thing I always tell people is feelings do not discriminate. The feeling of shame feels like ass whether you weigh 120 pounds or 220 pounds. It's only a feeling caused by thoughts. And I think the same thing is happening in the world. I think some of us, like I've watched a lot of people feel like they're hurting and they're scared. But because they haven't lost their job or because they're not on the front lines or whatever, like somehow they're not owed their feelings. And I want to tell all of you, no matter what's happening in your life, whether it's still pretty normal all the way to it's all changed on a dime, like if you feel uncertain or you feel scared, you get to feel that without having to judge yourself or that your feelings aren't warranted. Uncertainty feels like ass no matter what's going on in your life. It just does. And I think it's really important for everyone at this time to understand every single person is probably going through something right now, and every single person is probably not going to show up their emotional best for you. I think that the reason I wanted to even mention this is because Kathy and I are developing the Relationships Workshop Weekend for you guys, where we're doing the virtual at the end of April. If you go to our training calendar over on pnptribe.com, you can find out more information. It's included in your membership. We're adding it to April because so many people are at home with people and they're not used to it. But one of the reasons why I bring this up is because so often we don't realize how often we are asking other people to create the feelings for us. Like, if you would just do this, if you would just say these things, if you acted this way, blah, 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 I would feel so much better. Well, some of us are very lucky to be around people who make it easy to feel love and feel safe and all this other stuff, because most days they're having good emotional days. They usually aren't triggered very much. And like, my husband is one of them. You know, most days, you know, he's going to be kind and considerate. He's a doer in our family and whatnot. During times like this, every single person gets very, and when I say this, I don't mean in a mean way, we get very self-centered. We're looking in. Our normal emotions, our normal thoughts and stuff are jacked up. We don't have a lot of bandwidth to take care of you anymore. And we're not doing it because we don't like you. We're not thinking of you anymore. We're so worried about what's going to happen. We're so, like, our uncertainty radar is going off the charts and stuff. We may not be able to show up 110% for your emotions anymore. And if now it's critical, and we're going to learn this during the relationships weekend, it's really critical to use this time to see and evaluate, have you been putting your emotional stock outside of you? And this is just showing you how you've been doing it. Now it's time to learn how to take control over it for yourself. Just for you and your own sake. So we'll be learning all of that later this month. It'll be a really good lesson. So, okay. I am going to get out here because these aren't supposed to be long. If you don't know, tonight at 6 p.m., I am doing a public Facebook Live so we close the membership tomorrow. And so, like, if you are a member who've been here a while, you always know I do some kind of closing something. So there will be, I'm not going to be teaching stuff you need to know to lose weight inside the tribe. Like, that is not going to be part of that. What this one is going to be answering questions for whatever questions they have. I always say, I'll answer any questions. A lot of people have questions about the membership. Some people will ask me questions about weight loss and stuff. I like to just give it all, and then they can make their mind up whether or not they're going to, you know, become one of us or not. But I didn't want you guys to be like, what happened? Did I miss something in my membership? No. Tonight at 6 p.m., Thursday, April 2nd, it's a public one. It's on the PNP Girl page. So if you go to facebook.com/PNP Girl, I will be over there. But don't think you're missing out on something. I love for you to attend if it's not overwhelming and you want to be like, I'm a tribe member and blah, 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 all the things and hashtag no BS woman. But if you're going to get overwhelmed, please don't come to those and then ask questions about where shit is. Ask that in this Facebook group. Go to the website and do your lessons. Those calls, like, y'all don't need them to lose the weight. You have me in here now. You have these kinds of Facebook Lives. That's where I want your attention to be had. Now, I have a lot of people, though, that will listen to me talk about, like, this cat for an hour. So if you are one of the people who are like, Luau, you are the ultra fan and you want to come, you can, because you're not going to have a problem. You're not going to get behind and you're not going to be overwhelmed by it. But I want you to, like, think about yourself. Am I someone who overwhelms easily? If I am, I need to be doing weight loss quick start. And then step two, I need to be doing the no BS weight loss program. That's all I need to think about. That's it. Everything that happens in this Facebook group, that's extra stuff for people who love to chit chat and love to, like, have impromptu lives and stuff like that. Everything I need to know is in pnptribe.com. And if I stay over there, it's so much easier. If you don't overwhelm easy, take advantage of anything you want here. If you've got your planner and you're like, I want to watch the planner course and then I'm going to get back into my no BS, you get to do that. I just want you guys to always be thinking about, if I overwhelm easy, here's how I'll make it easy on myself by staying inside pnptribe.com. If I don't overwhelm easy, I'm going to just jump in like a cannonball, butt-ass naked into the pool and go for it. Whichever one you are, you know you, and you know yourself well enough, and you don't need to feel bad about either one. You get to feel amazing about either one because you get to do what's best for you. Okay, that's all I got. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.